The air car took me back to the city. I told the driver to drop me off at the library. Took him a few minutes to figure out where it was. When I entered, I understood why. It was a small, dusty building, absolutely empty of people, not even a librarian. I pored through old books, manuscripts, videograms, without much success. Everything was in fragments. Their modern culture had existed for only about 300 years. When they were taught Angloese from some missionary group, their culture changed drastically. The true history might still be alive in the oral tradition, the original Dongolangi's language, that was never written. Looked like they'd lost interest in the written stuff. Could be because the very nature of a book creates a certain detachment from the subject. Pretty soon you start treating people as objects. I left. Stepped outside and got some fresh air in my lungs. I started back to the hotel. A digital marquee caught my eye. I was surprised to see an old Holly theater, you know, the old three-dimensional holography movies. The marquee was flashing the greatest conceptual detective of them all. So I went in. I expected it to be empty, but it was full of well-scrubbed little green faces. Must have been a kiddie matinee. The Holly equipment was ancient, centuries old, and the Holly they were showing was just about as old. It was a whodunit with some second-rate sleuth by the name of Frederick Fong. At first, I figure it must have been made on Dongolang. The city looks the same, but then I realize the actors are all Terrans. No one's green. It was made back on Terra 300 or 400 years ago. There's something very odd here. There's someone in the Holly that's beckoning to me. The scene changes. Frederick Fong is in an old surface auto charging down the highway. Changes again. He's standing on a rocky beach with the surf blasting away around him. But the figure remains, smiling, beckoning. I check the exits. The theater is empty. Everyone has sneaked off, or they were never here. At the exits are heavies, obviously equipped with stunners and shields. That two-finger beckon happens to be one forked finger. He's smiling. Come on. Step in. Step into the Holly. Come on in. The illusion of water is delightful. I step in.
How nice to see you, Miss Tuesday. May I borrow one of your Terran cigarettes?
Pretty elaborate setup just to bum a cigarette.
I am a creative villain. Thank you.
What do you want?
I am so impressed by your cigarette case. May I examine it?
Sure. Watch it. It snaps. Forked examined the case. I don't think he was wise to the compact kernel. Finally, he simply handed it back. He picked up talking where we'd left off a few scenes ago.
Terrans are well known for their insistent illusions of a separate self. An odd phenomenon in the universe.
You operate as a loner, except for your heavies over there.
I operate with the consensus of the group.
Oh, you're number one villain because that's what everyone wants.
Exactly.
That's bullshit.
If you knew the history of Dongolang, it would not be bullshit. None of it is real.
What?
I warn you, leave Dongolang, or you will never leave.
Hey, wait, what happened to Cleo?
Cleo is not real.
Nice. I left the theater. Walked back to the hotel. There was a message in the teledome.
Miss Tuesday, if you may please to return to visit Wretched Antique Shop, the Falcon of Fong has most curious and perhaps vital
No one around. Falcon! I heard his footsteps. Heavy. Suddenly he staggered through the bead curtain, wobbled a couple of steps forward, and then collided with the floor. There was a knife in his back, but something didn't figure. He'd staggered through the bead curtain without even moving it. I knelt down and touched his body. My hand sunk through to the floor. He wasn't there. The beads rattled behind me.
Please excuse simplistic display of Holly's sleight of hand.
What's the point?
A humble demonstration in three-dimensional illusionary.
I've just been to the Hollies.
Ah, Freddy Fong was greatest conceptual gumshoe. He is God to us, as you know.
So I've noticed.
Pleased to sit for a cup of wretched tea?
Yeah. How the hell did a whole planet come to idolize a detective that never existed?
Have the Terrans not had their Shylock Holmes?
Sherlock. But we never promoted him to God.
They say many a life must be lived to learn the most sophisticated games upon the planet.
So what?
A Class 7 android need but one life.
Go on.
The planet Clio was not discovered until 2430. Only 3 of your standard years ago.
Yeah, I know that.
It was in the far reaches of Saudi Asteroidea.
Yeah, yeah.
The colonel himself discovered the planet.
Others confirmed it.
Clio was not explored.
No.
The Falcon of Fong has uncovered connections most curious.
Between what?
Between Colonel Abula Abdullah and the Callisto holography works.
Hmm.
An extremely powerful holographic laser has been built for the Colonel Abula Abdullah.
I'm getting the drift. You're thinking Clio never existed, was a Holly projected out in space. But from where would he project it?
From satellite.
Can you rely on your sources?
Indubitably.
Why was I sent here?
To steal Dong Along.
No, wait. Just wait. I know it's a little more than coincidence that your planet runs the same circumference as the Sheik's beloved Clio, but what's he want with another planet? He owns a whole solar system with about 100,000 asteroids.
Wait.
This is the big one. There's no way to free a planet the size of Dong Along, right?
Maybe right.
You mean that jerk at the magnetic works was lying?
No. There is no technology in existence.
Let's take it again. Why does the Sheik want Dong Along?
Most probable he does not.
Huh? I mean, I thought the whole idea...
Probable Sheik Ali Ali U knows only that Clio is missing. But the reward... Do you know the reward Colonel Abula Abdullah will receive when Clio is returned?
He'll be given Clio?
Ah, you make top-notch conceptual detective.
Have I been conned?
Do not leap to final conclusion. We must wallow some more in bafflement.
I wonder how he planned to do it.
We have made delightful progress.
You think he knows of a way to move a planet this size?
Who can say?
It looked like the greasy android had set me up. If the Falcon's info was right, it still left the big question. How did the Colonel figure I could free this planet? You know, two things get me about the Dong Alongese. From a distance, they all seem to be smiling to themselves, like they were telepathing jokes to each other. The other thing is, they all look exactly alike. When they first meet you, they change their faces so they look like separate people. You know how it is when you arrive on a new planet? First, everyone looks the same. And then as you hang around, you're able to sort them out. They become individuals. Well, here, they put on faces for the tourists. But they really did look alike. And the more you stayed here, the less they bothered to look different anymore. Colonel? You still in there?
Yes.
What's with the Holly hardware?
Oh.
You know what I... Yeah?
Cigarette.
Oh, sure.
What hardware?
Shut up.
Who's that?
You want a cigarette?
I asked for one.
Then shut up and take it.
I'll take it.
Hey! He snatched the case and tried to flee, but my Smith Kawasaki special caught him square on the spine. He crumpled in a soft heap. The colonel went bouncing across the cobblestones. You okay? Okay, fine. Taxi! Fountain of Fun. Keep it. Let's go. Colonel.
What?
The Callisto holographic works.
What?
Yeah, what?
My hobby.
Bullshit.
Miss Rubies, do not allow the wise green gentleman, the Falcon of Focus, to distract from the true purposes. Find planet Cleo.
I found it.
Ah. Well.
I'm standing on it, creep. Huh? Hey, cabbie. You're heading out of town. I said my hotel, the Fountain of... Uh-oh. The sweet smell of snuff gas came oozing out of the cushions. I tried for the door. No button. I was stuck. The cab rolled on. The fog rolled in. The city shifted. Scenes replayed. Backwards, forwards, slow, fast. The old proverbial light flashing before the dying mind. Out of the fog marched rows of green pillars. They circled me and stopped. The fog bowed and separated and departed. There was a light above my head. Dongalong's little white potato moon was crossing a hole in the clouds. To the left was a glow, a bonfire, with dancers hopping up and down as though they'd been sitting on it. Ugh, I'm chained to something. It's chilly. Christ, they've taken my clothes.